Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Millionaire Mission by Brian Preston is a personal finance and wealth building guide built around a clear, step-by-step framework. Drawing on the author's public persona as a financial educator and advisor, the book aims to turn vague money goals into a practical mission with defined milestones. Rather than promising shortcuts, it focuses on repeatable behaviors, understanding cash flow, eliminating destructive debt, creating a safety buffer, investing consistently, and protecting progress from avoidable risks. The organizing idea is that wealth is not an accident, but the outcome of systems that ordinary households can follow over long periods. Readers can expect a blend of mindset coaching and tactical decision-making, including how to prioritize competing financial goals and how to measure whether they are on track. The nine-step structure is designed to help people start where they are, reduce overwhelm, and steadily move toward financial independence and long-term security. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning money goals into a clear nine-step roadmap. A central strength of Millionaire Mission is its emphasis on structure. Many people know they should budget, save, and invest, but they struggle to decide what to do first and how to build momentum. The nine-step format addresses that confusion by treating personal finance like a sequence of missions, where early steps create stability and later steps compound results. This approach encourages readers to diagnose their current stage, then execute the next best action, rather than chasing every financial tip at once. The book's framework also highlights the importance of aligning choices with measurable targets, such as specific savings rates, emergency reserves, and investment contributions. By focusing on progression, it helps readers avoid two common traps: perfectionism that prevents starting and impatience that causes risky decisions. The roadmap concept can also reduce stress for couples or families by providing a shared language for priorities, such as deciding whether extra cash should go to debt payoff, retirement accounts, or a near-term goal. The result is a system that favors consistency, clarity, and long-term thinking over financial hype. Secondly, mastering cash flow with intentional spending and saving. Wealth building starts with cash flow control, and the book emphasizes directing income with purpose instead of letting spending happen by default. Readers are guided toward building a sustainable plan that covers essentials, accounts for irregular expenses, and still leaves room for enjoyment. This is important because budgets fail when they feel like punishment. By treating spending as a reflection of values, the system encourages readers to cut what does not matter so they can fund what does, including investing. A key idea in cash flow management is creating margin, the gap between what you earn and what you spend. Margin is what enables emergency savings, debt elimination, and consistent contributions to long-term investments. The book also underscores the value of automation, such as scheduled transfers to savings and investment accounts to reduce reliance on willpower. Another practical angle is anticipating financial friction points: seasonal bills, car repairs, medical costs, and travel. Planning for these items prevents the common cycle of using credit cards for surprises and then falling behind. Strong cash flow habits become the engine that powers the later steps of the wealth plan. Thirdly, debt strategy and risk reduction to protect progress. Debt can be a wealth killer when it carries high interest rates or encourages lifestyle inflation. The book's system addresses debt not just as a math problem, but as a risk and behavior problem. By prioritizing the elimination of toxic debt, readers reduce the drag on their monthly cash flow and lower the chance that one setback will cascade into a crisis. The framework also helps readers think clearly about different categories of debt. Revolving consumer debt typically demands aggressive action, while other obligations may require a more nuanced plan that balances payoff with investing and liquidity needs. Alongside debt strategy, the book leans into risk management as a core part of wealth building. That includes creating an emergency fund, avoiding overconfidence in the market, and putting safeguards in place so that a job loss, health issue, or major repair does not force desperate decisions. This topic also includes protecting credit health, since credit impacts borrowing costs, insurance pricing in some regions, and even housing options. The larger message is that financial independence is built by both growing assets and minimizing avoidable threats to the plan. Fourthly, investing for long-term wealth and financial independence. After stabilizing cash flow and reducing major vulnerabilities, the book's system turns toward growth through investing. The focus is on consistent, long-horizon investing rather than speculation. This is where compounding becomes the primary force, and small decisions about contribution rates and time in the market can outweigh short-term market predictions. Readers are encouraged to understand the purpose of major account types and to be intentional about where each dollar goes, such as retirement plans and other brokerage options, depending on goals and eligibility. The book also frames investing as a behavior, staying invested during volatility, keeping costs reasonable, and resisting panic selling. Another important element is the relationship between savings rate and time to financial independence. Instead of relying solely on a high income, the system emphasizes that building wealth is driven by the share of income invested and the ability to maintain that habit across decades. Tax awareness, diversification, and aligning investments with risk tolerance also matter because they increase the odds of sticking with the plan. Overall, the investing section supports a disciplined approach that aims to produce reliable outcomes for real households. Lastly, lifestyle design, milestones, and staying the course. A wealth plan only works if it fits the life you want to live, and the book highlights the importance of aligning financial decisions with personal values and life stages. This includes choosing goals that are meaningful, defining what enough looks like, and avoiding the trap of endlessly raising the finish line. By using milestones, the 9-step system gives readers frequent feedback loops that reinforce progress, such as reaching a savings buffer, becoming debt-free, or hitting a target investing percentage. The milestone approach can be especially helpful for couples, since it reduces conflict by turning abstract debates into shared objectives with clear timelines. The book also addresses the psychological side of money, staying motivated through slow periods, handling setbacks without quitting, and managing comparison culture. It encourages readers to focus on controllable actions rather than market movements or other people's lifestyles. Another element of staying the course is building flexibility into the plan so it can adapt to career changes, children, housing decisions, and health needs. This topic ties the system together by emphasizing that wealth is a long game, and the most valuable skill is continuing to execute the fundamentals year after year. In conclusion, Millionaire Mission is best suited for readers who want a structured, step-by-step path rather than scattered financial advice. It can work well for beginners who need clarity on what to do first, as well as for intermediate readers who already save or invest but feel their plan lacks coordination. The book can benefit a reader's life by reducing financial anxiety through clear priorities, building resilience with emergency planning and debt reduction, and creating long-term momentum through consistent investing. Its system-based approach helps translate good intentions into repeatable habits, which is where most wealth plans succeed or fail. Compared with similar personal finance books, its value comes from turning broad principles into an ordered progression that supports decision-making at each stage, so readers do not bounce between tactics or lose confidence when life changes. The 9-step framing also makes it easier to track progress and celebrate wins, which increases follow-through. For anyone who wants a practical mission they can execute over time, and a framework that connects everyday choices to financial independence, this book is a worthwhile purchase and a useful reference to revisit as goals evolve. If you would like to support Brian Preston, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.